Happy New Year's to all of you. New Year's Day is not just the first day of the year, but it is also the eighth day of Christmas. And on that day, we are given a beautiful gift in the form of the Holy Family and what they did on that eighth day. We just heard what they did. St. Luke tells us that when the 8 days were complete, Jesus was circumcised and given a name, the name that was given by the angel when he was conceived. In this act, we see the faithful witness, the sacrifice, and the obedient trust of the Holy Family. And it exists now on a whole new level. It would be wrong for us to think that they were a static family, that they hung out in this cave, you know, for 8 days. No way. And we hear what they did on that eighth day. It was on this day that Jesus shed his blood for the very first time. It was on this day that Joseph and Mary did what good parents do, humbly and obediently, surrendering their son according to the Judaic law. They could have taken exception, I think. Our son is God. Do you ever see that bumper sticker, "My son is an honor student"? But they didn't. In fact, like every other parent, they did what was prescribed. And in doing that, we are given not just their example, but we see, even on this eighth day, the mission of our Lord. That this child is Savior. His name means the one who saves. And the mission of his family, specifically his mother, to be mother of the Savior. If there was any doubt or any question of Mary knowing, there's no doubt. She did. And more than that, Mary not only knew, but she believed and she trusted this mystery with her very life, offering her son to the Father and offering her life in service to her son. As we begin this new year on this day one, it's filled with mixed things, hopes and resolutions, maybe sorrows and regrets. Fine. But let's not miss what this eighth day is and what that offers us. An opportunity to begin not just with resolutions, but with the Lord, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Alpha, the Omega, beginning and end, the living God. And when we can entrust all things to him, when we can place our hopes, our dreams, our desires, our lives into him, then whatever happens, and who knows what will happen this year, but whatever will happen can be in peace and confidence, in hope, and with great freedom. And on New Year's Day, there's no greater hope. I close with a quote I found yesterday. St. Gemma. St. Gemma, on New Year's Eve in 1895, wrote this. And it might be good for this New Year's Day of 2020. She wrote, "During this new year, I resolve to begin a new life. I do not know what will happen to me during this year, but I abandon myself entirely to you, my God, and my aspirations and my affections will be for you. I feel so weak, dear Jesus, but with your help, I hope to resolve to live a different life, that is, a life closer to you. Amen.